Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Miss James Browning and I am so grateful to be back with you after such a long vacation. Vacations are very great. They give you a chance to rest and recuperate and be able to do see family and see friends, but it do throw you off a cycle, man. Vacation can really throw you off cycle. So I'm a little out of rhythm this morning, but we pray that all will go flow and go good. So it was wonderful to be able to visit my family back east, and I'm grateful for that. So grateful. And I was able to visit just a small amount of my friends, and I really regret that I wasn't able to hook up with all you guys. I'll try my darling to catch up with you on the next time out, but this trip was basically pretty much about family. I went out for my grandson's graduation, did Father's Day, helped my daughter buy a car, spent time with my grandson, my sisters, and my brothers. So time goes so fast, and when you're in the midst of doing these things, you just never know how quickly time goes. But anyway, it was wonderful, and I do look forward to getting back there very soon. There's such a contrast between the East Coast and the West Coast. It's really quite different when it comes down to just a difference in the way that people carry themselves and the way that things are conducted, and the energy in the East versus the energy in the West. And of course, the greenness that you see back East versus the desert you see out here gives you a whole different look and whole different feel, you know. But that's what's part of the world. There's different, ain't everything the same. Things look different places. So it's all good that it is so. But I am so happy that I am back with my spiritual family. I don't know how many of you will be able to tune in today, but all who tune in now or tune in later to listen to the recorded show, it's all good. So I'm grateful for you knowing that we are connected on a spiritual level and that all is well. So didn't a whole lot change from the format, the way we do the show. We're still going to open up with prayer because we have quite an interesting subject today. How grateful are you? And it's something that you really need to give thankful for. I mean, give thought to, because gratitude is one of the key elements in your total success. And we're going to talk about how to apply your gratitude, because gratitude is a spiritual law, just like the law of attraction. Okay? And we'll talk a little bit more about that in detail as we get started this morning. So let's do prayer, okay? So we can get going. All right. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this wonderful day, knowing that you are the source of all things that show up in our lives, and that you will continue to bless us on many levels, that you will continue to allow us to become one in our consciousness with you, God, that you are here to guide us and protect us, and you have given us guardian angels and ascended masters all to assist us in our growth and in our process. We say thank you, God. We come this morning with open hearts of gratitude, knowing that you blew breath in us this morning, knowing that you've given us another day of life, another day to perfect our lives, another day to move into a higher state of consciousness. And we are so grateful that you're allowing us to have this precious time to be together and to come together and to be with each other on such a momentous, momentum day. That we are moving there in this higher state of consciousness and vibration of frequency as we ascend to that higher state of fifth dimension that we are moving now. We can feel the energy that the earth is shifting on all levels and all phases, that we are moving there in this space and in this sacred place that we call Earth, on this school, in this sacred place called America. We pray for divine blessings for the planet, and we pray for divine blessings for planet Earth. We pray for the divine blessing for America. God, you know you have your hand on this country, and we know that it may not show in its perfection at this very moment, but it is being perfected, and it is being where it is. This is America is a place where religious freedom is allowed to express itself. And so we are here saying thank you, God, for putting your hands on America, keeping her safe and keeping her in divine will and divine order. We may not understand, but we know, God, that everything is in totally divine order, that you have allowed us to come together, to be together, and to bring forth this energy this morning. And we know that you will continue to bring forth that power to allow us to be and do what we need to do. We know each one of these divine light workers are tuning in this morning with a divine purpose and divine reasoning, that you brought us all together. We may not be able to see each other, but there's the energy there. There's a feel of the energy that's expanding and growing. And each one of us, we're connected. This is a spiritual family, and you know what its divine purpose is. So we say, God, open the doors. Allow us to expand our spiritual consciousness on all levels. We pray for our physical temples. Each cell, each organ in our bodies will be totally brought into homeostasis perfection, that everything will line up as it is deemed to be, knowing that we need these physical temples in order to be able to fulfill our earthly purpose. So God, bless our physical bodies. Bless our surroundings. Bless our families at all levels. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. And thank you for all my beautiful listeners who have tuned in this morning. I see some of my regulars here that have phoned in. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't express how much I love you guys, because you helped me to maintain and be able to do the show, because I don't see anyone. So I have to feel that you are there and that you are participating. I know people come in on the computer link, and I'm really not able to see that, but when people call in, I know who you are, and I am so grateful for you and your support. Most of you have supported me from the day that I started the show, and I'm grateful, and a few of you are the reason why I do this show, because of your encouragement and your word, and you know who you are, and I thank you for being there, and thank you for inspiring me to move forward and to give thanks. And I give gratitude and thanks to my beloved listeners in the Washington, D.C. area who has phoned in. Thank you, Michigan. I really enjoyed my time with you guys, the ones who I was able to meet with, and grateful for you. I will be seeing you in a few months. I will be coming back probably around September. One of my grandkids has to have some surgery, so I will more likely be back in September. Okay? So, anyway, let's get on with today's show, because this is an important show, guys. This is important stuff. How grateful are you? That's what it is. How grateful are you today? You know, what a wonderful and miracle day that you are. Should be in a state of gratitude. Now, beloved one, if you are not in a constant state of gratitude, and I mean constant state of gratitude, being thankful every second, every moment of the day, then you are missing out on a blessing of a lifetime. I can't make it no plainer. If you are not in a constant state of gratitude, you are missing out on blessings, because that's how you, being grateful for everything that shows up in your life, brings more things for you to be blessed for. So gratitude is a universal spiritual law, just like the law of attraction. And most of you know about the law of attraction. It's been made very popular. We heard probably one of the most spoken about laws, the law of attraction. Well, guess what? The law of gratitude is equally important and works in the same kind of dynamic thing, but even more powerful than the law of attraction. Because what you're feeling grateful for will create more of the law of attraction to come your way and be in your life, okay? So in the more attention and recognition that we give it, it will become part of our spiritual life, our spiritual life. So the more you're attuned to gratitude, the more you accept it And the more that you recognize and give into it, the more it becomes part of you. Beloved one, I can't make it any more clear that gratitude can literally change your entire life if you understand how to work it. I'm going to say that to you again. Operating in the law of gratitude can literally change your life when you know how to apply it. And this is what we're going to discuss today, how to apply it, how to make it work for you. Personally, I've always been one who has been thankful for things that show up in my life. But I must admit, in the last few years, I have discovered the law of gratitude and how simple it is to apply to your life and how much difference it makes in your life when you utilize this law of gratitude. And the only thing that is required of you is that you give thanks and be grateful for everything that shows up in your life every day. Regardless of how it shows, be grateful for it, because there's a lesson in everything. Even if the things that you may not deem as important or the things that might not be so pleasant in your life, there are lessons even in the unpleasant moments, beloved one. So learn to embrace things that that show up in your life every day, because there's a lesson there somewhere, okay? Now, I personally do not understand the mechanics of the law. That's above my pay grade, you know, to understand the mechanics. But I don't need to understand the mechanics of it. I just believe and I trust it to work. And I do know that it do work, okay? It do work when you work it. And one of the first things we must realize that there is no such thing as coincidence. Everything that shows up in your life, you have attracted into your life by your actions and your thoughts. But in other words, I'm telling you, you are responsible for what is showing up in your life every day. You and your creator, you are co-creators with God. So you are the ones that are showing, that allowing, regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of what's going on with the government, regardless of what's going on with other family members, what's coming in your individual life is based on your consciousness, your thoughts, and the actions that you have taken to create these things to show up in your life, okay? Take full responsibility for it, beloved. Own it and realize, because by owning it, you will be able to control it. Because if you are responsible for it, then you have control over it. It's just a matter of you shifting your thoughts and feelings around it to make a difference in how you want it to come out. What is most difficult for a lot of people is to be able to accept the fact that they create their own situation. They create their own positive actions, but they only also create their negative condition as well, because people don't want to accept their own responsibility for their. They want to feel that someone else has caused their situation. They don't want to take the credit for it or take the blame for it of the situation that they find themselves in. But beloved one, you are the one who has created it. So live it, accept it, embrace it, because it ain't that bad. I don't care what is showing up in your life. You can work through it, and I'm going to give you some examples of how things change and shift based on your attitude, how it works out. Each one of us have experienced personal growth out of adversity. Out of adversity comes personal growth, beloved ones. So don't be freaked out because things didn't go the way that you wanted to go at this particular day, or something happened that you felt was just totally mind-boggling and caused you discomfort. Take that situation, analyze it, and at the end of the day, when you analyze it and when you work through it, you will find out that you came out better on the other side. Now, the only reason that it doesn't get better, if you do not embrace the idea that you created it, or you don't embrace the idea that you have the ability to change it and to shift it, then that situation will be a traumatic moment in your life and can cause you to have some misfortune if you do not embrace it. But regardless of how it shows up, embrace it, look at it, analyze it, and figure out what the lesson is. These things may appear to be unpleasant, and I understand that sometimes, but we can gain so much mental and spiritual clarity by working these through these things that may not seem to be so perfect and so profound in our everyday life, but it's okay. As students here on planet Earth, our entire journey is about learning and overcoming experiences. And through each one of those experiences, there comes growth, beloved ones. So embrace your experiences with gratitude. Embrace them. Because each one of them are helping you to ascend to a higher state of consciousness. You know, the Creator will not give you more than you can consciously handle, okay? But do not have fear, because things may not show up in the manner that you deem they will show up right away. You know, you may have difficulties in some transactions you're making. You may have difficulties in a relationship. You may have difficulties in a legal environment that you're going through. You may just, anything could be. But out of that experience, you're going to grow and learn from that experience. And be grateful that it did show up, because it is what helped you. You don't always learn when everything is perfect, beloved one. So be not afraid of the change. So yeah, and stop taking life so serious. This is, you're in school, beloved one. You chose to come here to planet Earth. So stop stressing about everything that's not perfect, okay? Because these are the things that you allowed in your life and the experiences you need. So when they come to say, okay, this is just what lesson I'm going to learn out of this experience, okay? And if you look at it that way, you won't allow yourself to get stressed and blown out of the way and try to always try to figure out how do I change it? Allow yourself to understand, examine the situation, especially when it's not a positive, examine it and understand why it's showing up and how to work through it. Because at the end of it, when you work through it, you're going to see how positive that situation really was. So when you apply your experiences and allow them to really to help you to grow, you will come out on the better side. You know, I like to share some of my own personal experiences. That way I can better experience too. Because just because I do this ministry thing doesn't mean that my life is perfect in any way, in any matter. Probably is more challenging to me than it is for a lot of you, because the fact that I'm always trying to stay in a high vibration and, you know, hey, things just come. So, okay, the universe says, okay, you want to operate at this level of consciousness? Then we're going to see how really tough you really are and what you can really go through and really have. So I have a situation sometimes that's a doozy, but, you know, I'm learning to work through them and to overcome those situations, okay? Let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about, beloved one. Most recently, or most of you on there know that I just finished traveling. I just came back from the East Coast, from the Washington, D.C. area, and, of course, I didn't drive. So I flew back, okay? And all of you who are aware or may not be aware, this is not a most wonderful time to fly back. There are major issues happening with the airlines right now. And God knows if I had knew that it would have been so challenging, I may have made some other arrangements, but I didn't. And I decided to fly. And it's really a time for uncertainty. So if you have to fly, make sure you get direct flights, okay, guys, because it's a major stuff going on that can really disrupt your travel, especially because the airlines are having a manpower problem, shortage that is going on, and who knows why that is. They're telling us that people just don't want to work because they're getting unemployment. Come on, give me a break. You know, we talk about pilots, and we talk about people who make it six-figure incomes. Why would they not want to come back to work? Give me a break, you know, when it comes down to that. So there may be some other things that we are not privy to understand what's really going on. Okay, but anyway, the shortage is going on. So in my experience, when I was flying back, my trip going was fair. Okay, it wasn't quite as exciting as it would be. It was challenging as well. But my coming back trip was even more challenging. I would say, beloved ones, this was the most challenging airline trip I had in 50 years. And I've been flying for a long time. I started off without going into the military. I started flying all over the country and most of the world in the military. I had a lot of opportunities to fly. But this one was absolutely horrendous. When I landed in Miami, I went from Washington, D.C. to Miami. And when I got to Miami, I had an hour layover. Well, my hour layover ended up being 3.5 hour layover. Can you imagine what that's like being in the airport, sitting in hard deal for 3.5 hours? Well, anyway, that was what it turned out to be. And after 3 hours, they finally found a crew. They had to go and search and look for a crew to fly us from Miami to Phoenix. Okay? Now, and with the fact that I'm talking about ground crew and air crew, they had to do research. They had to recruit people to come and to fly this plane because of the shortage that was going on. And there was not only our airline that was suffering. There were 200 or 300 people in customer service American Airlines trying to figure out what's going on. So it was crazy. Now, in the process of them loading the plane, they loaded the plane improper. And the reason you could tell the plane was loaded improperly because you could feel the shifting of the luggage in the bottom while we were flying. And it made it extremely rough. We ran into some weather turbulence. But for 4 hours, I felt like I was riding a roller coaster the whole process. And all of you who have the flu and hit turbulence every once in a while can imagine what that felt like. But if you went through that turbulent part for 4.5 hours, you can imagine what that did. I called on Lord Michael and I called all on my higher being to give divine protection for this aircraft and for all those being on the plane. Because at that time, we were feeling pretty insecure as to what could finally happen. So now we finally get to Phoenix. And when we pull in and land in Phoenix 3.5 hours later, there was no ground crew to direct us into baby to dock the plane. There was nobody there. So finally they got a crew together to help dock the plane, and then they had to get another crew to help unload the plane. So that was almost another 45 minutes to an hour, beloved one. So that was an experience that was quite interesting. Now, let me tell you about the positives. I told you about what happened and the negative experience of dealing with that. And I don't want to focus on that because that's not the good part to happen. While I was there in the airport, I met two airmen, and me being the third one, for all of you to know, I'm an Air Force veteran. Spent a lot of time in the military. I'm an Air Force veteran. And so I had an opportunity to connect with these two airmen, and they were retired as well as myself. We had all been to some of the same places in the world and had some of the same experiences in the world. So we were able to sit there for 2.5 hours and entertain each other about our experiences and just talk about the things that happened and the positive and the not so positive experiences and our travel in the world. And most of us have been through Europe, Southeast Asia. We traveled extensively. So we had a lot of stories to share and to experience. So that was a connection. And now I've come to find out these two airmen live right here in the Phoenix area. So I made a connection with someone. That's a positive thing. So now, next, you know, we could have all slept in the airport because there were hundreds of people not able to get a flight. So many of those people did have to sleep in the airport on the hard jet. Fortunately, we finally got a plane that we did not have to sleep in the airport because the next flight was not leaving until 8 o'clock the next morning if we did not catch that flight that we were scheduled to catch and to bring about. So that was a good thing, too. That was in retrospect, I think about how grateful it is. And one of the final things is that I thought about is that this plane was not loaded properly, and we had weather turbulence that was horrible, guys. That was horrible. And that is a great possibility that plane might not even show up. There could have been a disaster just from that aspect of things and what it was. So, and you know, it is so phenomenal that we were protected under those circumstances. And it is phenomenal that that happened. So in retrospect, when I sat back and thought about the experience that I had, I broke out in a feeling of gratitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for bringing me through this time. And thank you, God, for giving me the ability to be able to see under all circumstances. Now, one thing I did learn and one thing I do know in the future when I'm flying, I will never fly another flight where I have to make a connection to a second flight unless it's an extreme emergency, blood one. If I can't get a direct flight, I will not be going. But anyway, that was an experience that showed me that regardless of how horrible things can be, there can be a silver lining at the end of the day. The end of the day is that I made it home safely. Okay? So, beloved ones, when things show up in your life that's not very pleasant for you, take time to examine them. Okay? Because 9 out of 10 times, at the end of the day, there is a silver lining at the end of that situation or that circumstance that shows up. Okay? So just continue to understand that you are a divine being and that you are under divine aegis of the creator that protects you. And so whatever shows up, you can work through it. So you know what I want you guys to try? I want you to try an experience. I want you to start giving thanks for everything that shows up in your life. Just give thanks. When you wake up in the morning, thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, that I'm woke and I can see, I can walk, I can talk. I'm grateful. And beloved one, when you start giving thanks and gratitude like that to the Creator, guess what happens? The law of attraction starts working immediately. And meaning that law will start giving you more opportunities to give gratitude and thanks. The universe loves to hear you say, thank you, I'm grateful. And the more you say, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, the more the universe will open the doors and just allow it to do. I dare you to try it for one day. Just stay focused on pure gratitude for everything that showed up. Just say thank you for this thing that showed up. Thank you. And if you do that for one day, the next day you will see a difference in how the next day goes because it kind of parlays that way, okay? But we must learn to be able to stay in a state of gratitude, okay? You must stay in that state of gratitude and to focus. And when you're in a state of gratitude, it's hard not to get distracted by other stuff. You're constantly thinking about God's love and God's glory and how grateful you are to be under the aegis and protection of God, okay? Now, you, beloved one, you have been assigned guardian angels. And these guardian angels are no joke. They protect you when you cannot protect yourself. Your guardian angels will never interfere in your personal life, but they will rescue you when you are unable to rescue yourself. And probably many of us are being rescued several times a day, any day, based on some of the elements that you may find yourself into and some of the situations that's going on around you where your guardian angel steps in and rescue you from those situations, okay? Give gratitude. Give thanks every day in gratitude to your guardian angels because they're keeping you safe. They're protecting you. Why would you not give them gratitude and thank you? So just come and say, thank you, guardian angels, for protecting me and securing me this day in the way that they have. And your guardian angels, like I said, they do not interfere in your personal life, but they will step in if you ask them to come in to step in. Other than that, they stay on the outside and they just protect you from the unseen, the things that you are not aware of. So how can you not be grateful that you have these guards with you, these secret guards surrounding you every day, keeping you safe from out of harm's way? How can you not be grateful for that? You know, that's That's the power of the God force that created you, that saw that you would be a sign, a spiritual anchor, a spiritual being to follow you. Not, they follow you from your entire inception as a child to your time you leave the planet. They are there when you cross over. Your God and angels are there to protect you and keep you safe. Be grateful, beloved ones. Give them the gratitude they need in order to, they don't need it, but give them the gratitude that you would show them for someone that you know that was taking care of you and to bring about something that's wonderful in your life. Just constantly know that these things are working out for your highest good, and that you will constantly be able to bring about these things and be grateful that these things have showed up. Loved one, do not fear anything that show up in your life, knowing that everything is in divine order and that you have created these things for your lessons. How would you not learn how to be a better spiritual being if you were not on top of what was going on? You were not able to have the experiences that you needed to be able to grow. You must have these things there, beloved ones. And like I said, at the end of the day, there's all, at the end of each negative experience, there's a silver lining. And you must realize that you have the power to change those experiences. But you have to give into gratitude into your spiritual life. You have to bring gratitude as part of your daily life. You have to be so grateful, and you have to allow that energy to flow in your life, and knowing that you are being protected, loved ones. You see, you are children of the Most High God. And I often tell you that you, each one of you, whether you be female or male, you are gods and goddesses, okay? Because you are direct descendants of the creator of the universe. So you are here, you come to planet Earth because you are working on your own individual life. Baby, you're working on some karma experience that you previously created in some other lifetime. You know, we're not perfect, so we all create karma. We all have situations that we are working through. So you are working through these situations, and you are creating, with each experience, you are creating a more perfect alignment with Source. And that is the key to, each one of us should be striving to go back to be with the Godhead. And the way that we do this is through what we are allowing our consciousness to grow and to be able to ascend to that higher state of consciousness. So at some point in this earthly journey of coming back and forth, we don't have to come back and do this thing anymore, beloved ones, that we can ascend from where we are, okay? And we can grow from where we are and be able to move forward in a higher level under all circumstances. So you see, beloved ones, it is all in divine order. Even with a life as we may see it through our physical eyes and what we are hearing, and it can look very chaotic. And I understand that, you know, with conditions of the day, what chaotic things are happening if we allow ourselves to feed into that energy of what's going on around us, it can be very misleading. So do not, let's say, you can be of the world, but not in the world. You know, you don't have to, you can look and observe things because what's projected out there and happening around you is not part of something that you have to participate in. Unless you choose to do that, okay? You have a choice to live your life according to your own divine will and your own divine energy, beloved one. You are children of the Most High God, and God has given you everything. When I say everything, I mean everything you need in order to live an optimal life. And one of those things is he's giving you free will. Now, this free thing called free will can be your best friend or your worst enemy, because when you make decisions, based on your free will that you made, you have to prepare for the result of what you create. Your free will allow you to create your life in perfection or create your life in chaos. What do you want to do? You have that much control of your life. Now, isn't that something marvelous that God has given you the ability to control your life? Aren't you grateful for that? God says that these are special beings, and I'm going to give them the ability to control their destiny. How grateful can you be? God has had that much faith and belief in us to give us the ability to control our lives, to control our soul journey, and to become all that we can become. Because God loves us so much that he gave us free will to become and to do. And you can just contemplate on being grateful for that all day long. Thank you, God, for giving me the ability to make decisions about my life where I can use my own God-given talents, my own God-given incentive to raise above situations of the day. You have that power. Your creator loves you so much that he has given you that opportunity to be able to raise your life and live your life at a higher consciousness. Of course, some people don't do it. We see it all the time. We see people living in poverty. We see people living in chaos. We see people living in conflict. But that's their choice, beloved ones. That's their choice. They made up their mind to do that. At any given time, regardless of what circumstance an individual is in, they can shift and change. Now, some individuals may need assistance. I'm not saying everybody is strong enough to pull themselves out of their situation. But, hey, as a light worker, you should be willing to help assist someone. If you see somebody in that light, give them a word. Just sometimes just a word of encouragement can help pull people out of situations. So be willing to do your part as a spiritual being to be able to lift your beloved other brothers. But we all are connected. We all are connected. So what's happened to your brothers and sisters around you it has an effect on you in some matter, in some way, too. Okay? So it is up to each one of us to share our understanding and consciousness. God brought you, give you this consciousness and awareness to be able to, you can share it. Yes, you came here to work out your own individual karma, but you came here to help humanity, to help to raise the consciousness of planet Earth and America. Each one of us are here to help in some kind of way to raise that vibrational frequency that operates in the country. And each one of us have the ability to do that. One person can change the world. And it's happened before. One person can make a difference. And what happens on the planet? Just look around of all the stories, Jesus, Martin Luther King, all these beings who made a difference and made a shift because they recognize their ability and recognize that God had a divine purpose for them. Thank you, God, for giving us divine purpose and divine direction. Most of all, thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to call upon the energy and all the help that you have set aside to be able to assist us. Do you guys have any idea how much help that you actually have to be able to assist you in your earthly journey? You have your ascended masters, all of them, are there for your beck and call. You have your guardian angels. You have the ascended angels. You have all those archangels. All those spiritual beings are there to assist you if you call upon them when you need it. You have the ability to draw that energy into you. And how can you not be grateful when you know that your creator has assisted you and given you beings to help you to be able to grow? My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful today for all that you allow us to experience and all that you are bringing into our lives on every second of the day, that you have given us an opportunity to expand and to perfect ourselves, to come back to you, God, to come back to the Godhead, where we won't have to keep coming through this cycle of birth and rebirth, that we have the ability to make a change and baby, to make a difference in our lives, to make a difference in your life. You have the ability to do that, beloved ones. God has given you that power to make a difference in your life. And not only has God given you the power to make a difference in your life, but God has given you the power to make a difference in other people's lives. Many of you out there who are listening right now can do the same thing I do and do it even better than I do it. And do your own thing and to bring about change and bring about to assist humanity. So I'm going to ask you today to stand up and start bringing forth your light to the planet. The planet needs your light. You can look around and see that your light is needed and that God has given you that ability to make a change. So step in, step up, and do what you need to do. And be grateful that God has given you the power to do that. But God's not going to force you to do anything. That's one thing about the universe. The universe don't force us to do anything. It's all about your choice. You have choices to do and be and do anything that you so desire to do, beloved ones. No one is going to force you to do anything other than what you want to do, okay? But you have the ability to do magnificent things. Each one of us have the ability to do that. Jesus proved that. You know, that, and as we grow into that Christ consciousness of Jesus, we'll get to that point where we know that we have the ability to do things, especially as you ascend into that fifth dimensional consciousness of things where I say that is where the magic begins. That is when you really begin to unfold your spiritual gifts and your spiritual ideas and spiritual thoughts. Now, you don't have to wait till you get to the fifth dimension to start unfolding. It's just like a flower. Just like a rose opening up. You are opening up every day. You are becoming more attuned and more conscious of who and whom you are, a child of the beloved mighty God force that you are, and that you have that ability to make a change and do what you need to do, beloved ones. So I just want to give you some ideas about another tool in your toolbox of spiritual laws. There's a lot of spiritual laws out there, beloved ones. And, you know, we touched on a little bit of them, and some of them that's not even been born to our conscious law. But I do know that this thing called gratitude works if you work it. But we just have to stay in a constant thought, a constant idea of knowing that your God force is with you and protecting you and seeing you and giving you everything you need. And just, if you just stay in that state of being grateful for whatever is showing up each day, knowing that what is showing up in your day is something that you brought about and something that you created, okay? But here's the step above being in gratitude. Learn to be grateful for the things you want to show up that have not showed up yet, you see? Learn to be able to see with your mind eyes and be able to be grateful for that for which the result of something you want in your life. If you're working on a project right now, start being grateful that that project has already been completed. See it and just say, thank you. Thank you for the completion. I am so grateful that I'm able to do this or do that. I'm so grateful that this thing has turned out in my favor. Start calling on your power to change things. Gratitude will do that too. You don't have to wait till something that actually happened in your life to be grateful for it. When you are grateful, start being grateful for it. And when it has not already manifested, you are setting up the vibrational currency in order for it to show up. You see, when you say, I'm grateful for this thing that already showed, that is when your creative vibrations go to work on that object on the other side of the ether that you want to draw in. By you just saying, I am grateful for this new thing. I'm grateful for this new home. I'm grateful for this new relationship that has already showed up in my life. Thank you, God, for allowing it to be. Okay? You have to, and when you can get to that state where you can call in things unseen as if they were seen, is when you are utilizing your God-given talents, beloved ones. That is one of the keys to creating opposites in your life. The manifesting opulence in your life is to be able to call in the things you want and give gratitude as if it has already showed up. That's right. Already showed up. I know some people say, oh, I can't do that. It ain't real. It ain't about being real. You are utilizing your power. You are utilizing your power to create, to draw into your life that which you are seeking to draw into your life. That is one of the talents and one of the gifts that the Creator has given you, the ability to be able to draw in things into your life through your thoughts and through your actions. Start using your creative power to be able to draw into your life. And using the law of gratitude in advance is one of those things that will work for you. It will work for you every time. Every time. Now, there's some things may not show up, and maybe some things that don't show up, and things you're not ready for yet, okay? You know, but if you give constant thought to it and something you truly desire, then the universe will find a way to bring it to you, beloved one. Okay? But you need to give thanks for it even in advance, okay? So hopefully now you have some idea of how to use this powerful tool. This tool is mighty, mighty powerful, and it's mighty wonderful to be able to use this power to bring into your life that which is for your highest good. Okay? So learn to use it, learn to work with it, and learn to embrace it, because it will make a difference in your life. Okay? And today I'm grateful to be with you and grateful to be back with you and get back on the right road of spirituality and to bring back and get in tune with each one of you. I'm so grateful that you tuned in today. I am so grateful for you. I miss you guys so much when I'm not able to share with you. And there's those who are with me all the time, and I see you online, and I know your divine heart and your divine desire, and that you assist and help with your energy. Your energy makes a difference, beloved one. Even if you do not see around you, the universal energy field is there. And when you're online, you're creating this spiritual community for us all to benefit from. Okay? So thank you. Never think that by you listening or calling in is not something that's significant. It's very significant. It's very significant because it helps me to be able to give the power to be able to bring forth. And you're collectively, consciously connecting to other people who are also listening. You're in this spiritual field, the spiritual realm. So thank you. So let's close out with prayer as we usually do. We're grateful that God has given us this day. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for another wonderful day, another wonderful opportunity to grow as a spiritual being. We know that you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives. And we know that you have given us the ability to utilize our free will and to be able to make decisions for ourselves. So we ask you, God, give us the wisdom and knowledge to be able to make wise decisions about our lives and about the things that we need in our lives. Give us that instinct opportunity to be able to make a difference here on planet Earth, God. Show us what our path is. Show us what our work is that we can help humanity and its overall wellness. Give us ideas. Give us concepts to be able to do what we need to do to make our lives better, our family lives better, and humanity as a whole better, God. Keep your hands on us. We thank you, God, for all those ascended and angelical beings who assist us. We give gratitude and thanks for our ascended masters, the archangels, our guardian angels. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us each and every day and knowing that we can call upon you when we so desire. And our hearts are open and our thoughts are and focused on the source and knowing that we are children of the Most High God and that God has ordained us and missioned us to make a difference on planet Earth. So we say thank you, God. Continue to protect us. Continue to protect America. Wrap her in your white light of protection around the whole globe to keep her safe and keep her well. And most of all, protect our political leaders Give them knowledge and give them wisdom to make the right decision to affect the masses. Open their hearts, touch their minds and souls so they would do what they need to do, that they would utilize their free will in a way that helps humanity as a whole. So we said, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Beloved ones, thank you. Have a most wonderful day. I love you. Bye-bye.